What's up, Tim?
Hey, D. Listen, there's something I gotta share with you. And I know before we hit, you know, record, I started telling you about the situation I had. You said, "No, let's go live and we'll talk about it." So there was a situation I had last week. I went out to a very posh area of Massachusetts. I know there is places like that where there's a lot of money. And I went and looked out this lady's property, and she told me on the phone that her budget was $10,000. And I told her I would respect that. So I'm looking at a feature that's maybe 5 feet long, a pondless feature. Because of where it is and how far I have to get there, it's just what's going to cost. So I get into her space, and I you know, it's kind of awkward because, you know, we only talked on the phone for like 15 minutes. I get my measuring tape out and I lay it down there. I put 5 feet out and we decide upon the area. And she goes, "Seems kind of small." I says, "Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah, totally." And you know what? When somebody says 5 feet, you're saying that's about the size of a human. You know, sometimes people are taller, sometimes they're shorter. Yeah, it is kind of short. And she picked up the tape. And I reached into my quiver of Derek-isms, right? It's like, okay, you got the wrong end. You want the smart end.
Mm-hmm.
I says, "Now, you draw that tape out of that roll, the price changes." Mm-hmm. So you draw it out where you think you want to be, and I'll put a price on it. So she dragged it out. And she dragged it out. She says, "That's pretty expensive." She got to 7 feet.
Ooh.
Right. Derek, it's over 2 hours away from where I live.
Okay.
All right. It's a distance.
Sure.
But I like her. I like her a lot. I like her property. Everything that screams to me that she's my customer.
Okay.
So I says, "That right there is a $20,000 feature."
Oof.
And she says, "You're an artist. I get it." And I said, "Yeah, so yeah, I'm looking at you and screen, Derek, and you're smiling, you're laughing."
Right.
Because you like, she gets us, right? She gets it, what we do. We're not roofers. I mean, not to take away from the other trades, but when my guys go out there to build these things, when my son and the crew go out there, this is art. Not everybody can do this thing.
Right.
So they're gonna she says, "I really wanted to spend 15. I said, "Great. Why don't you reel that tape up a little bit? We'll get to the 15.
Tighten it up.
Right. So she brought it back down to 6. Like, "Oh, where we need to be now." And I says, "That's 15. She says, she drew the tape back out. She goes, "I like this." It's okay. So we're at 7 foot. I'm thinking about reservoir and all this other stuff. And she lives near the ocean. It's very hot. All these things are going to have to add a larger reservoir or whatnot. So I said, "What do you want to do?" She goes, "I want to do it." It's okay. Cool. "Do you want me to draw it up and you just write me a check?" She goes, "Yep." So I go in the house. We sit down at a counter. And she's talking about the neighbor's kids misbehaving and the privacy fence and the lady down the road whose husband saved the town because they wanted to commercialize it. And just all these stories going on, and her dogs are barking, and her friend makes these dog cookies, and she's got me on the floor feeding the dogs because the dogs were insistently barking and she wants them to like me. So I sit up on the counter. She makes me a cup of tea and I'm sitting there. I'm talking with her. It had just rained outside and I'm writing the contract. I write the contract up for $15,000. We talked in the yard, 20. I write it for 15. I sign it. She signs it. I drive away.
Mm.
I've got a 50% deposit. I get a $7,500 check.
Nice.
Right. So I drive home and I keep it in my clipboard because it's a Friday afternoon. It was just this past Friday. I keep it in my clipboard and that's it. My wife says, I get home. She wants to go out to dinner. I go out to dinner. I get a text on my phone. It's that customer. She goes, "Tim, I just read the contract." She goes, "I agreed on 20,000 and you wrote it for 15.
Oh, wow.
She goes, "I'd rather do it for less if you can do it."
Oh.
Right? So I'm like, damn it. I'm sitting there, damn it. How could I let that happen?
Now she has a meeting.
And she has a signed contract. She has a signed contract. I signed it. She signed it. We agreed upon scope. The price. She has it.
Sure.
You know, I have to do it. Or do I, right? So these are my rules, right? So I can do one of two things. One is I can, to myself, I'm thinking to myself, the options are, one is give her money back because I'm not going to eat it. I can't eat it. It wouldn't be a profitable job and I have to profit.
Yeah.
I have to profit. So I let it sit. It's a Friday. It's after 6. It's going to sit till Monday because I'm respecting my time on the weekend. I don't work on the weekends. If it's an emergency, yeah. I sent her an email Monday morning, Derek. I said, "I am so embarrassed. Enter, drops down. I totally messed this up and I know you're probably going to be mad at me, but I can't do it for $15,000. If you'd be willing to, I could send you another quote electronically for you to sign for $20,000 for the same feature. Would you like for me to send that to you?" Let it sit. Tuesday afternoon, no reply yet.
Mm.
I'm like, storytelling, right? So I get in my head. She's pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I text her. Hey, Tracy, I sent you an email 2 days ago. I haven't heard back from you. Did it get lost? Her reply immediately. Oh, my God. I didn't see it. Let me go check. And then the email says, please send it. I sent it because I already had it stored, Derek. I wrote it and kept it. All I had to do was enter. Boom. Flew over to her, signed it, done.
There you go. And you could have ate it. You could have got in your head, been all kinds of head trash going on. But no, you rose to your highest level of training. You went, no, I'm going to fall on the sword. I'm going to do the takeaway as well.
It was all there. Yeah.
Over.
Who might have heard about our Mile High Profit Summit event coming up in September? You might also have heard that we've added a powerhouse package to the event called our Elite Package, where you get to spend the whole day with myself, Ben Newman, and Renee Rodriguez as we dig into your business and help you become more of an elite business owner who really wants to create a legacy. And this is for somebody who just might want to 10 to 20X their business in the next decade. All right. It's for somebody who wants to only work with high profit clients and learning how to communicate in ways that attract not only those high profit best clients, but also the best talent in your trade so you can fulfill all the work that you're selling. So I want you to imagine your business being on autopilot. Imagine owning a business that serves you, one that is proactive and void of all the chaos in the typical business. What would that mean for your personal income? What would it mean for your quality of life? Head to milehighprofitsummit.com, click on the Elite Package and take control of your future. Not only do you get to hang with us for a day, you also get the full VIP experience with that throughout the course of Mile High Profit Summit main event. MileHighProfitSummit.com. We have literally a handful of spots left. Don't miss out. Let's get after this. I'm out.
It was years ago when I had a situation and I went to Steve Schinholzer. I know Steve talks about it.
Best story.
Yeah, totally. Great. So Sean and I are at an event that Tom had in Denver, and Steve was there years back, and I had a customer calling me, and we sent him a quote, and he wanted to get on a call with me. That's all he wanted. And Sean and I are talking, and it's like, this guy's going to want to break down on the price. And what do I do? So we grab Steve, this guy's calling, and he's probably going to want to break down on the quote we gave him. And Steve gave me the best advice ever. Pick up the phone and call him.
Isn't that awesome to have, like, within this group, we have the Steves, we have so many people that can reach out to, just like, it's phone a friend. Mm. It's like, I need to phone a friend right now.
Totally. That's what it was.
Who do I call?
Yeah.
So what happens? He gives you this advice and what happens?
I went in the back of the room and I called the guy. He says, I'd like to know if I can pay with my credit card.
That's all he wanted. Just wanted to pay.
Right. So the story went on and got Sean and I all worked up. And this is like, you know, freaking 6-7 years ago, whatever it was way back in the day. And, you know, and that's a lesson that I learned is don't mind read because you really don't know. And I know my numbers are, because you know what happened, Derek, is I figured what that feature would cost. I'm thinking about travel time, which is a huge thing for me. So I know you don't see it, but I'm holding it up for you to see, people, viewers. This is my bid sheet. And I went down the numbers and I'm spot on. I'm exactly what I needed to be. With the hours, I'm figuring for travel time and the days, and this is what it's gonna be.
Yep.
It's like I could if I had done it for what that was, I would have lost.
Yeah.
And I can't do that.
And how cool is that? You have a crystal ball now.
Kind of.
And that's what we've always wanted. Because before, we were just shooting in the dark and going, you know, this feels like this should be. Don't really know. Let's just see what happens. But now your crystal ball is you fill in each one of those slots. It's going to be this pump, this plumbing, this material, this liner, all this. And it spits out the number. And the number's the number.
Yeah. You know, also, Derek, I want to say is like in the initial feature for the five foot long pond list is on my website for, I mean, I honestly don't remember. It was a lot less. It's like $5,500, I think. It's on my website. But yet I walked into her space told her that 5 foot water feature is going to be $10,000.
Sure.
Did I feel I had to justify the price difference?
No.
But
not now.
Not now.
Nowadays.
Back then it would say, hey, because you live 2.5 hours away, I'm bringing four guys and a truck and I'm bringing a trailer with all this weight and doing, I didn't have to. The price is the price.
And I love doing that too. I love, and we talk about bracketing And we should definitely go over some bracketing. But I tell people all the time, don't start low. Always start high. Don't bracket too closely together. Just say the biggest number. You want them to gasp. It's important that they go, what? And you just go, yeah. And you just leave it alone. Let them have the head trash. Let them have the stories in their head. Let them figure that out. Because what happens when you do that? They might just go, is that all? They might just go, that's perfect. Or they might just go, that's a little too expensive. So now, just because you said the biggest number you could possibly say, they have to figure it out. And then they're going to give you three different things. And I love it when they say, is that all? Of course not. I didn't add the lights. I didn't add the things. I didn't add all the other. There's still things we can add on. The number's the number.
I noticed that your tone changed, Derek, when that comes out. It's almost like a playful banter.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so now I know, well, I know they have a lot more money. I know that they're willing to put more money into something. And once that number is mentioned, and it always is the same, once you say that number, you can feel the temperature of the conversation change.
Yep.
Now it's not about money anymore. It's about how I feel, what's important to them. It's never about that number anymore.
It's the emotion.
Yeah.
And what people get scared of when we say numbers like this, and why they feel in that dead air like you're on the radio, is you feel that something's wrong, just like you having to reach out to Steve, just like making these mistakes. But what I think about is when you say the number and you pause, you STFU, and they're still quiet, maybe they're going, okay, that's going to be $100,000. What account do I need to move that from? Where do I need to? Actually, Aunt Sally passed and she just gave me $100,000. So how do I move that? How am I going to pay this by credit card? Am I going to see that at the HCA's? Like what? So the pause a lot of times is not what we think it is. We know what we're doing. We're letting them fill in the void. But sometimes they're just having to process and figure out how they're going to do business with us or pay us or what it looks like, or maybe they're dreaming. So whoever speaks first loses. Sometimes you just got to wait because you don't know. Just like you thought that guy reaching out to you wanted a breakdown and all he wanted was to pay you.
Like, how am I going to break that down? Because he's going to know how much things cost me and he's going to know how much I'm making. It's like, nope, just want to write a credit card. Just write one to want to run a credit card. You know, that uncomfortable silence, like you say, you're dropping the number and you got the STFU. You got to be quiet because, like you say, maybe their aunt left the money or maybe something happened. And the truth of the whole thing is, Derek, you don't know what's going in their mind. Why are you making believe that you're the expert? You're not the expert at what goes on in their head. You don't know.
You don't know.
You just don't freaking know unless you just let them talk.
So let's wrap it with this. I remember seeing a meme on Facebook and it has a couple laying in the bed. Mm-hmm. The lady's looking the other way. The guy's looking the other way. And in her head, she's like, is he cheating on me? I wonder what he's doing. Is he talking to another girl? Is he thinking about another girl? Like all these thoughts. And then it pans to the guy and he's basically, should I go with the 351 Cleveland or the 400, the 451 and maybe put a crank in and stroke it to a 401? Which motor should I use? And that's why we can't mind read, because we never know what the others think.
It never pays off. So with that, Derek, we'll close this out and we're going to see you guys next week. So hold on tight and go out there and make some money, right?
Awesome. Thanks, Tim.